This is the Mistress Carrie Situation Report for November 14th, 2022. Your daily entertainment headlines, industry info, and everything rock. Just announced, the Rock Resurrection Tour is headed to Roadrunner in Boston. Theory of a Dead Man and Skillet with special guest Saint Asonia will be at Roadrunner on Saturday, February 25th. Tickets go on sale this Friday, November 18th at 10 a.m. Check the event calendar at MistressCarrie.com for more details. Congratulations to Godsmack. Their new single, Surrender, is their 12th number one song. It's the first single from the band's upcoming album, Lighting Up the Sky. And Godsmack just announced the album will be available February 24th. Frontman Sully Erna said, "I like when a record takes you on a journey from front to back. I realize there's a whole story here about one man's journey, the ups, the downs. I believe it's a story everyone will connect to on a human level because we've all gone through things in life." Godsmack also released the second single from the upcoming album. It's called You and I, and you can check it out now. Dua Lipa has taken to social media to deny involvement with the FIFA World Cup 2022. It's set to start on November 20th in the host nation of Qatar. Clarifying things with a post, saying, quote, "There is currently a lot of speculation that I will be performing at the opening ceremony of the World Cup in Qatar. I will not be performing, and nor have I ever been involved in any negotiations to perform. I will be cheering England on from afar." She went on to say, "I look forward to visiting Qatar when it has fulfilled all the human rights pledges it made when it won the right to host the World Cup." Skindred are back with the follow-up to their 2018 album, Big Tings. The new record is called Smile and is set to be released next summer. You can check out the album artwork online and listen to the first single called Gimme That Boom. In a new interview with WRIF, Nickelback frontman Chad Kroeger said the band's hits were written very tongue-in-cheek and weren't meant to be taken seriously. Saying, quote, "When we recorded, you look so much cuter with something in your mouth. I mean, these songs, you guys play these songs on the radio. I think it's hilarious. Because we're just four goofballs sitting around going, can you imagine if they play this on the radio? And then you guys play it on the radio." Iggy Pop has revealed that he, quote, "never really understood what the Foo Fighters did until he saw them in 2015. Iggy Pop's getting ready to release his 19th studio album called Every Loser on January 6th and features collaborators like Duff McKagan from Guns N' Roses and Chad Smith from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. It's also been confirmed that the late Taylor Hawkins appears on the record. He said, "I never really understood fully what they did. And then I stood there on the side stage and listened to that thing and listened to what Hawkins was playing. And it was otherworldly. It was advanced and powerful and relentless and highly detailed all at the same time. He was really an intense guy and had a lot of energy, like a puppy that was too big." On Saturday, Keith Levine, the co-founding guitarist of The Clash and Public Image Limited, passed away at the age of 65. According to an article in The Guardian, he had been battling liver cancer at the time. Neither band has released an official statement, but former Public Image Limited drummer Martin Atkins posted on Twitter saying, quote, "A sad time to learn of the passing of guitar giant Keith Levine. We had our ups and downs that had mellowed over time. My respect for his unique talent never will." Joe Walsh teamed up with his former bandmates from James Gang for the 6th annual Vets Aid charity concert in Columbus, Ohio. The band ran through a set list that included the classics like Midnight Man and Tend My Garden. Dave Grohl appeared on the drum kit to help the band perform the closing song, Funk No. 49. Joe Walsh introduced him saying, quote, "A guy couldn't ask for a better friend." The lineup spotlighted some of Ohio's finest rock royalty, including Dave Grohl, Nine Inch Nails, The Black Keys, and The Breeders. Slipknot drummer Jay Weinberg has recorded a public service announcement about hearing loss for the Hearing Health Foundation, the largest nonprofit funder of hearing and balance research based in the United States. Jay Weinberg saying now he never performs without hearing protection. And that's your Sit Rep. For more details on all of the stories, check the links in the show notes of this episode. And don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss anything. New full-length episodes of the Mistress Carrie podcast come out every Wednesday. Episode 127, featuring Edgar Winter, is available now.